our turn as an early three-year-old. Mm. So I doubt it'll be too long before he actually gets a black type win next to his name. And I wouldn't be surprised if that comes up in the next couple of runs as we enter the spring.
All right, so that's Tango Rain at $3. So the three from Brad Gray from Racing New South Wales, Digital Team, race four, number three, Addictive Nature, race five, number three, Deploy, and race eight, number four, Tango Rain. I was watching the footy last night and everything else that was going on, and I thought, hang on a sec, I could be doing something pretty good here. I should be downloading a brand new app which has been released by Racing NSW called Punters Intel. Brad, give us a detail of what this is all about.
Yeah, okay. So it was released yesterday. It's been in the works for a while now with the dev team here, and it is a really exciting addition to the form guide. So traditionally what you see is what you get with a form guide, but we've gone a little bit further. Added a new layer. So obviously it's the information age and punters aren't immune to that. Yeah. So this gives them access to information that hasn't been available to them before, at least not for free anyways. What it does is it provides really detailed sectional analysis, distance travelled, the race position, and you can actually view a simulated race from various angles. So the one I particularly like is the top view, because it gives you a great understanding of if a horse has got cover throughout the race, and things like that. So the information is collected 50 times per second, which is incredibly fast, via the Swiss timing horse positioning system. It's installed across 22 different race courses around New South Wales, and the transmitter actually sits inside each of the saddle cloths. So you're getting a very accurate reading as far as your times go. It just goes a little bit further in terms of giving punters something extra to analyse.
Well, we urge people, our Racing HQ family and from Sky Sports Radio, our listeners out there, you can download it now. Even if I can download it, anyone, buddy, can. I can give you the tip there. But you can go to all your sort of Apple stores, Google stores, that sort of stuff. That's where, and type in Punters Intel. So Punter apostrophe S, Punters Intel, and it's there, and you can download it, and you can, well, you, what I did last night is suddenly spent an hour on it. So it's that sort of information.
Yeah, it's an amazing little tool, and as you say, you can kind of really dig deep into these and find some amazing things out. Yeah. What I did find is having a dig into like your Chautauquas and your Winx races.
Yeah, how quick they've gone. You can determine how quick they've actually raced, or in the straight, like a Chautauqua down the straight, how quick she's run. So it's all that relevant information, and it'll certainly help our listeners gain a bit more knowledge about racing and how quick it is. So I urge people to go and download it onto your phone or your iPad, Punters Intel, but you can read a lot more about it in the tally this morning. Hey, Brad, thank you for your time. Good luck tomorrow.
Yeah, thank you, Andrew. Good luck to the punters out there.
Good on you. Brad Gray from the Digital Team, and he loves doing his form, and he's been a part of Punters Intel. You can check it out there, Racing New South Wales. That's it for our news hour. Oh, geez, we've covered some ground, but coming up, we've got the full preview for Tuncurry Forster Cup Day, and at 10:30, it's the preview of all the features for Rose Hill tomorrow with Brad Davidson and Simon Dinopoulos.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tab's Quaddy Cash Out. Cash out of your quaddy after the first, second or third leg. Tab, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
Good morning, Leanne West with Sky Sports Radio News. A second woman has been charged with manslaughter over a botched boob job at a Sydney beauty salon. The 35-year-old owner of the salon died last week after she was allegedly given the wrong dosage of anaesthetic. Supporters and opponents of gay marriage have clashed outside a Brisbane church. One woman was arrested during the angry standoff at Ashgrove last night. Coastal areas of southern Florida are being evacuated as Hurricane Irma barrels towards the US state. The powerful storm has killed at least 10 people in the Caribbean and left thousands homeless. Concrete bollards will be used outside Sydney's Allianz Stadium this weekend in new counter-terrorism measures. Police say there's no specific threat against the NRL finals. And a federal police officer has been charged over child pornography. The 45-year-old has been suspended from duty and will appear in the Brisbane Magistrates Court today. To sport now, and injured Brisbane Broncos captain Darius Boyd is optimistic he'll be back on the field as early as next weekend. Boyd is out of tonight's NRL finals opener against the Roosters with a hamstring problem. Meantime, Parramatta coach Brad Arthur says his team's assignment against minor premiers Melbourne tomorrow is not mission impossible. New South Sydney coach Anthony Seibold says he was surprised as anybody when he was offered the top job this week. He says he has the blessing of sacked former coach Michael Maguire. Greater Western Sydney has lost its AFL qualifying final to the Adelaide Crows by 6 goals. The Giants managed just 1 goal in the first half of last night's match. The Sydney Swans have dropped big name Kurt Tippett for tomorrow's sudden death final against Essendon, preferring Sam Naismith for the match at the SCG. And 20-year-old Jordan Ualisi is the bolter on the Wallabies bench for tomorrow's test against South Africa in Perth. The young hooker has only played 28 minutes of Super Rugby. Sydney weather mostly sunny with tops of 21 degrees. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
He's a round job winner! $1 million camp! 152! The fastest little round job in history!
$1 million camp. Already the sire of Group 1, Group 2 and Group 3 winners. Visit yurubee.com.au.
At Bingley, receive free full-service delivery when you buy a fridge or washer, including unboxing and removal of the packaging and old fridge or washer. Only at Bingley for a limited time. See in-store or bingley.com.au for details.
Whether you like having a bet, a punt, or even a flutter, it's time to get on Trackside. With races 24-7 and better odds on all runners in all races, you've got more chances to win big. Head to your local tab to get on Trackside. Gamble responsibly.
Sky Sports Radio takes you to Wentworth Park Saturday night for two major finals.
Uphill Jill shot away, dash clear, first heat all over.
Can Uphill Jill claim the Bob Payne Sprint Final?
And the Chairman's Cup is up for grabs from a great field.
The preview is at 10:45 Saturday morning. And all the racing action Saturday night on Sky Sports Radio.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tab's Quaddy Cash Out. Cash out of your quaddy after the first, second or third leg. Tab, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
Racing HQ continues on Sky Sports Radio. It's time for a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
Now, great day of racing today. Tuncurry Foster, we've got the cup meeting there. It is just going to be an absolute cracker. And Gary McQuillan, the president, joins us. Morning, Gary.
Shane, how are you, pal?
Good, mate. Must be another beautiful day there, Tuncurry, is it?
In paradise, mate. It always is. It's lovely. Yeah. A little bit breezy today, but I mean, the sun's shining and it's a great day, that's for sure.
Now, the track, how have you rated it officially?
I think you'll find they've rated it as a 4, but I'm quite sure the stewards might bring it forward to a 3 without any doubts at all.
All right, and the rail true?
100%, yes, mate.
Yeah, it's a beautiful track. The reports we hear are it's just superb surface.
It's funny you say that. You know, I had one of the boys do some track work out here the other day, and I won't mention names because that's not necessary, but you know what he said to me? He said, this has to be the Randwick of the Mid-North Coast under Gary. I said, well, I appreciate that, but yeah. But it is a great track.
It's only used, what, 4 or 5 times a year, isn't it?
Last year we got 6 in, this time we've got 5, and Racing New South Wales coming up with another one in the pipeline for 2018, which will make 6, Sean, yeah.
Yeah, well, let's hope they do. I mean, it looks fantastic and a great track, and that's what trainers know. They want good services to race on, don't they?
Well, it's, you know the beauty of this sand track? It's sand-based here. It's all sand-based, this Tuncurry track. And a horse, in my opinion, will never jar up. We've got horses I race. I know what it means. And the horse will never jar up on here. There's that just a nice little bit of give at all times. Mm. You know, it doesn't matter how if it's a 3 still. There's always that little bit of ease in the track that horses won't jar up on. It's great. Ben.
Well, we had the mayor of Tuncurry, Terry Evans, on yesterday. He's got Duro in the cup and half the stable going around there today. So a big day planned.
Exactly. I don't know when he took the title off me as mayor, though, Sean.
I think he's just self-imposed.
Yeah, self-imposed, of course. No, he does a good job, mate. He's very good for our club, and if a club should have as many trainers as good as Terry Evans on your side, it'd be terrific. But, yeah. Mate, the cup's going to be great, you know. Like, how do you know, Olympic Academy, you know, with Chrissy Lees and our local boy with Giro, with Terry Evans for sure. They're all great horses. They're all got a great chance. But I really like also Damien Lame on this aisle, you know. Like, mm-hmm. He's a good trainer. He won the Tari Cup not long ago, you know.
Yep.
And never forget our old mate, Rocky Smith. He can always pull something out.
Oh,
there, you know?
So, too right.
Yeah, so it's going to be great. It's a The track Sean is at that stage where if you've got a back runner, you can win, and if you've got a front runner, you can win. It's so even, it's very fair. So it's going to be a great finish. I'm really looking forward to all the races today, to tell you the truth.
Well, after your form summation, Gary Cleese is just about to rack the queue and say, I'll go home, you do the form.
Gaz, yeah.
Good on you, Gary. Have a top day there today.
Thank you very much, Sean. All the best to you, pal. Thank you very much.
Thanks, mate. Gary McQuillan joining us there from Tuncurry, and some of them sitting there thinking, oh, what do I do now? Gary Cleese, good morning, Gary.
G'day, Sean. How are you?
Good. Yeah. They're passionate about that track, and it is a beauty, isn't it?
No, Sean, driving in here, it just looks absolutely enormous. It does, and all the little marquees up and all the little umbrellas and the picturesque in the middle. It's just, yeah, honestly, you'll see it on Sky Thoroughbred Central. And I said to a couple of Brisbane guys yesterday, where are you going tomorrow? So we're at Tuncurry. Never seen Tuncurry, so watch it on Sky. Because it's untapped, this track, untapped, and I can say one thing, and they got all the ticks, mate. They couldn't get a better day, and it just looks not one thing out of place here. So good luck to them. Let's hope everything goes good for them, mate.
Yeah, too right. Now, the first today, we pull out number 4, Hilfiger, also 7, Hermosa Reward, pardon me, 14, Classiana. Now, 9, Ruble is 310, 3, Gold Sky, 370, 13, our Trolley Dolly, 7. To 11, Toots at $10, number 2, Warren Bungle at 12, 12, Gold Digger Girl, 15, 1, Man Up Sun, 16, 5, The Iceman, 18, 6, Double O Moon is 19, 10, The Yellow Queen, and 15, Snuggle Cuddles, and 8, 1 Sunday, all 21.
Yeah, look, I'm 3, 13, 9, and 11. I'm just going to take the punny, 3, Gold Sky. Look, he's a 3-year-old. Bob Milligan's got a number of runners here. Grant Buckley rides this guy. Now, he only had 2 starts last prep. Prior to that, he trialled up, and he trialled in one of the hottest trials going around where 3 winners have come out of it. When he debuted at Taree, 4 winners come out of that debut race, and he was beaten 1.3. And then he went to Gosford, he missed the kick, and he got a long way back and down the line, beaten 3.8, and 2 horses have come out of it to win. There's no trials for him. I'm just going to take the punt with him that he's got him right. And like I said, he's got a number of runners in this race, Bob Milligan. 13, I made the danger out, Folly Dolly. She's got 2 runs back. She ran 3rd at Taree behind Final Frontier. She had to come back to the 800 metres from an awkward gate behind the last star 11 days ago. Slow to begin, finish the race off late. Back up to the 1,000 will certainly suit her. 9, Ruble. I want to have a look at her in the mounting. Angela Davis has got this really good trainer, Angela. Trial back in April was only fair. Put out, came back and trialled a couple of weeks ago and won a trial at Gosford and looked to do everything right in that trial. And 11, I've got in here, too. So I want to have a look at her. Benjamin Smith's got her, and she's been well trialled up. She's had 3 solid trials under her belt, and each trial she just gets a little bit better. I like the last trial, and draws good with Blake Spriggs aboard. So I'm just going to take the punt, Gold Skies. Good enough in the mounting yard first up. 3, 13, 9, and 11 in race 1.
Now, 3 Shepley, 6 Atomic Meteor, 8 Kenny Colleen, and 16 Mr. Schultz come out of the second. 12 Waimea Bay, $1.70, 9 Overreactive is $3.60, 5 The Debater, $9.50, 15 Lady Sigalina is $10. At the 13, So You Merge, $16. Number 2 is Lap Luck at $26, along with 11 All Ellie. 1 Iron Baymax is $31, 10 Sue Chief, $34, 4 Long of Tong Sai, and 7 Bebo, both $41, 14 B5 Unicorn, $71.
Yeah, I'm 12.5.9.2. She's had all the support on tab.com.au, Waimea Bay, from the Chris Lee's yard. She ran second on debut at Scone, beyond a real good one, beaten 8.3. But, I mean, the winner just had lengths on them there. And then she went to the Beaumont track over 11.50 and got back midfield and kept finding the line. Draws good, well weighted, gets up to the 1,200 metres. And coming off 2 provincial, or 1 provincial run back to country grade. Like, I thought the 2 debaters just going to get a beautiful run from the 2 gate. And he ran 3rd at Tamworth, he ran 3rd at Gunnedah. But the winner won by about 4 or 5. Take the winner out, and he wasn't far away. And 2 horses have come out of the race to win. 9 goes in here Overreactive. Resumes here with only the 1 trial. Barry with up Scott Ed. Scored a little bit tricky, but there was plenty to like about a trial. And not only that, she had some pretty good form last prep. And I'm giving 2 Lap Luck another chance. Although his run was really good 2 runs ago at Tamworth beyond Iron in Bengal over the 1,200. Then they stepped into the 14 and he didn't run on. So Paul Perry mightn't have done a lot with him in the last 10 days and freshen him up and brought him back to the 1,200. But she is short, Waimea Bay, but He's got all the support on tab.com.au. 12592 in race two.
8 Nicarama, 14 County Crown, 15 Willard Bell, 16 in Jubilations come out of race three. Now 6 feature, 390. 12 Locketeer, 480. 2 Gold Beret, 750. 1 the Spitfire is 8, along with 7 Libertine Miss. 3 Cabello, 850. 9 Swift Reply, 11. 4 Not Doubtful, 12. Number 13 Tarly Lane, 18. 5 Smart Ali, 23. 10 is Pretty Cool, 26. 11 Dan Shari is also 26.
It's a tough race. So look, I'm 1, 4, 2, and 6. I'm with this top weight here. He's a really good horse to Spitfire. He's by Fast Ned Rock. He's not over-raced. Tony Green's got him. He gave him a little soft trial at Kempsey 4 days ago. We're out there when he trialled, and he trialled up really good. He just went bang. And he was going around horses like Pompatique, Never So Natural, Mr. Bon Jovi, Last Prep. But he looked good at the trial where he just had a soft one at Port Macquarie, and he draws good, and young Jackson Murphy rides him. So I'm with you. I wouldn't leave this fellow out the four-night doubtful, not here on his home track. He's a 14 times winner, this guy, and he's been placed 22 times. He's at 105 starts, but he loves it here on his home track. Kerry Evans has got him. He's a 4 times winner. I wouldn't sell him short. If he's anywhere in striking range at the furlong, he could beat him. To Gold Beret, he's going good. I like his Kempsey run 2 runs ago. I like his Port run behind Written Song. He gets a little bit of claim for Chloe Baker. That's going to help him right out. And he has been here before. He's been a couple of times here for one placing. And 6 feature, I'll give her a really good chance here with the claim. She's got a real sticky gate to contend with, but she was placed at Gosford 2 runs ago behind Pindara, beating 0.8 of a length. So that's good enough for him to win a race like this. It may not be the easier race here, Sean, but I'm with the top here. I like his trial and I like the horse. 1, 4, 2, and 6 in race 3.
Righto, now race 4, put out 8, Bellerbrook, number 9, Bridie's Book, 17, Bonnie Forever, 18, Rest Assured, 13, Red Braids is 350, 1 lap of light, 480, 2 quite unexpected, 550, 6 here comes the fuzz, 650, 15, Spooky, 950, number 3, Wallaman, 14, 11, Iota, 15, 7, Boeing, 18, number 10, Caribbean Song, 21, 4, You'll Do, 26, along with 5, Captain Hawks, then 12, Lord Foz, 34, with 16, Haverzak, 14, She's Just Saying is 81.
Yeah, I'm 1, 2, 13, and 3. I'm the top of the year. Look, all he needs is an ounce of luck, Latin Light. Jason Beamer's got in. His 2 runs have been really good, and he was terrific the other day behind Silent Jack. And look, I'm not frightened. This is a big, roomy track. I mean, this is one of the widest tracks you'll see in country New South Wales. And I have won from Sticky Gates before, and the 1,400 metres is a great run to that first turn. So if he can get any luck on him, Matty McGowan, I reckon he'll be hard to beat. 2 quite unexpected. He's been around the market, gets a nice gate. His last couple of runs have had merit in it. I like him getting back up to the 1,400 metres because he was around Bathurst 14 and 15. He was going good, and he had to come back to the 1,200 the other day behind Hayden Boy. But he finished the race off good enough. 13 Red Braids, little improving filly. Each time you see her in the arch, she's getting a little bit better. And her runner, Taree, had merit in it 3 weeks ago behind Oh No, not again beating 0.5 a length when running second. And I've got to leave Wallerman there, the 3. He was really good on debut behind Salah Dodger. I thought he was very, very ordinary at his next run at Taree on Cup Day. But we did see a winner come out of that at Ballina yesterday. But I don't know what went wrong with him there. He's certainly better than that. And he draws a really good gate. So he's dead set got to go in if you can forget that last run. 1, 2, 13 and 3 in race 4.
Now, race 5, put out 5, Fiscal Policy, 9, Our Tax Return, 14, for Nero, 17, Capabile, and 18, Envision. 4, Anticipate, 420, 6, Blinkinardi at $5, along with 8, Lucky Starlet, 11, Dora Win, 550, 7, Lakshmi, 650, 2, Sepe is 950, 1, Grundalina is 10, 10, Ramaway, 11, 3, Neon Jungle, 23, 12, Divine Hussey, and 13, Mount Darra, both 34, and 15, Super Bonus, 16, Testers Call, 126.
Yeah, I reckon he's terrific value. So he paid the 2. I'm 2, 4, 1, and 6, and he's a monster. He's developed. We saw a good bit of him last preparation, but he's just grown. He's strengthened right up. He was in need of that run first up on Cup Day at Taree. He led. It was just that last 150 metres he blew out, and Blue Moon Dream beating 2 lengths. But he's a lovely horse here, and 1,400 suits him. He's won at the 14, and he just had that little bit of improvement in him. So yeah, I reckon he'll strip a bit fitter here today. 4 Anticipate, beautifully played. 3 runs back. She lost a rider in that with that Chad Lever four laps going 2 runs ago. I had to come off a real awkward gate next start at Muswellbrook. Doors a lot better today and does drop about 3.5 kilos or 3 kilos. So she's going to get a nice run today. Got to lean at the top. He's got to go in 3 runs back and got a little bit of a check at the 100-metre mark there behind General Harmony. That 4.2 length margin should have been a lot closer. And Six Flicking Utter, he's a little improver, this guy. Each time he's just taking that step up, Ross, he steps him up, he goes better, and he got a lovely gate. Not easy to do, you win a maiden going to a C1, but I just like the improvement he's making. And not only that, he's just going to get a secure, well, you would think, secure a beautiful run from that one, Ali. 2, 4, 1, and 6 in race 5.
The next 12, Can't Find Him, comes out of race 6. Now, here, number 6, Yamba Prince, is 5 even. 5, Le Brook, 5.50, 2, Sev Coast, and 4, Crossing Guard, both 7.50. 7, Capital Magic, is 8. 8, Polwara Ben at 8.50. 1, Maestro Tom at 9. 9, Zuccarina at 9.50. Then we get 11's Varson at 13. 3, Clunes Rock at 17. 10, Dubai Dusk, 31. And 13, Prince Carew, 71.
Yeah, I like this big horse. He's a former Victorian, 2, 6, 7, and 3. I like Surf Coast. He won at Echuca going back 4 runs ago, and then Brett Dobson got him, sorry. He won 5th at Coffs at his first go with him. Really good at Tari's next. He just got chopped right out of 150-metre mark when running 6 behind Capital Magic, beating 3, and then he went up and just found Bon Costa too good for him, but he's got him spot on. You know the beauty about him, Sean, he waxed the blinkers on him first time, and just having a good look at him at Costa, I reckon these blinkers are working, sharpening him up a little bit more. 6 Shambar Prince, look, he's going good. Nothing wrong with his form. He's won 2 out of his last 3 runs. His Corindai win was good over Latin Lady. Sat up on the speed. He draws that gate to get a work forward, or he can just take a sit in behind him. 7 Capital Magic, just going really good. She has not put a foot wrong, this little mare, her last 3 runs at Tamworth, Tari, and back to Tamworth last start. And I'm giving Queen's Rocket a chance. He looked really good in the mounting yard, the 3 at Grafton. He went first up and run 3rd behind D'Angelo, and then he went to Grafton behind Bell Flyer, and Bell Flyer went straight out to win the Moree Cup the other day. But he's just getting a little bit fitter, the grey fella. He's getting a little bit older, but he looked really good, and I reckon he'll strip a bit fitter today. 2, 6, 7, and 3, race 6.
Now, race 7, and here we got the Cup. And we pull out number 8, Lucky I'm a Cougat, 13, Mr. Ha, 15, Savarson. Now, let's have a look and see. We've got 6, Marman is 4.20, number 10, Duro at 5, 11, Ultimate Decision, 5, 7, Missile, 6.50, number 9, Sakumzi is 7.50, 1, Olympic Academy at 8.50, 4, Miss Tickles, 10, 5, Hills Game, 11, 2, Collaboration, 21, number 3, Malleable, $31 pop, 12, Woolerton, 51, 14, Rambetica, is 101, then 151 for 16 Unique Dream, 17 Rest Assured.
Yeah, good race. And not only that, Sean, it's good to see Stayers, and we've got good feels here over the 2,100 metres. It's really good to see. I'm 16, 7 and 1. I think he just needs luck, Marmon, from the gate. And like I said, this is a beautiful big track. He got a beautiful run to that first turn, wide spaces. He's got enough speed to creep across. And I thought his run was terrific the other day at Muswellbrook. He had 59.5 on his back. He's got an 8.5 kilo weight drop here today with this young boy, Robbie Dillon. If he does pull the 3 off, which I think he can, with only 51 on his back. So if he can get an ounce of luck from the gate, he's going to take no end of beating. A 10-year-old little fella, but he can stay. A former New Zealand horse, Terry Evans, has got in. He's done plenty of work here at this track. He's got a lightweight. He went up to beat Ultimate Decision the other day, and that 58.5 just anchored him. But a 4.5 kilo weight drop here on his home track will help him ride out. 7 Missile, he's always around the mark, and he'll give you a run for his money. He's a winner from 1350 to 2,100 metres, so you've got no worries in running the trip out. And you've got to put in Olympic Academy. He is a Tari Cup winner. He is a city winner, and his run was fair at the Tari Cup behind Private Ben, beaten 7.7. So he gets a little bit of claim for Louise Day. It's certainly going to help him, and he was steadied off heels over the last 1,500 metres and lost a little bit of ground there. But there was merit in his run. But if he does find his old form, he's probably the horse they've got to beat with the claim. 16.71 in the big one of the day, mate.
All right, final event, 6 Bombito, 16 The Garage, 17 Raucus, 18 Don't Mean Maybe come out, 7 Caperbeal, 3.90, 3 Toast at $6, 1 Kendall Man at 7 along with 2 Face Like Thunder, 10 Musical Family is an $8 pop. 11 Colour Purple is 10. 13 The Blues Brother, 13. 14 A Colour of Love, 16. 4 Orlando Jack, 19. 5 Michu, 21. 12 Momongo, 23. 9 rather, Envision, 26. Along with 15 Loading and 8 Solicitation, 101.
Yeah, I'm cheating. 1-7. I like Tasty today. He's been around the mark. His last four runs, he's been placed his last three. Grant Buckley sticks with him. That's good. But T Grant's rating his last three starts. And that was a pretty strong race he went around in Atari on Cup Day behind Faraj Mahal in a 64 rating. So he gets back to a 54. And I like him at the 14 where they can run a little bit and he doesn't get up on the chew. He's got a tendency over the mile to get up on the speed. But I reckon they can run hard in. He'll bide his time on him, Grant Buckley, and get him to the outside and let him just have that last crack at him. Team the Danger Musical Family, I think she's beautifully placed here with 56.5 on her back, and Wyong Run was good there when running third, beating two lengths 12 days ago. She's been here once, she disappointed one day here, but she always puts in. Kendall Man is going, he's in good form, the toppy. He just wants an ounce of luck from the gate. That's all he needs, because he did go around in that class two on the Beaumont, beating a couple of lengths. And I'm throwing the 70 in here, Capabile. Scratch from race five left here. Brad Widdup's got it. He's coming off a maiden win, going up in grey, but it really dived late. Just going off the replay, I reckon this little mare will be suited on this real big track. 3-10, 1-7 in the last, Sean.
Now, what's your best, Gary?
Yeah, I like race two, number 12, Waimea Bay, but she's come up awfully short. All the money's for her on tab.com.au. She finds the right maiden and draws the right gate. And I'm really keen on race six, number two, Surf Coast. I like the blinkers going on him, and I reckon Brett Dobson will have him spot on today. So they're my two best. Race two, number 12, race six, number two. Quaddy number, Sean, will go 2-4-1 in the first leg, 2-6-7 in the second. Widener in the last two legs with 16-7-1 and 3-10-1-7 in the last leg. But they got terrific condition, dropped into Terry Evans's place on the way here. Was going to get on that goat. But no way in the world I'd get on him. He's the maddest goat I've ever seen, mate.
Flash the goat. He's a stable pet. He's a ripper, isn't he?
Oh, mate, he's mad. I'll tell you what, he's going to throw me on him. It's no way in the world. He tried to spin him. He tried to do everything.
Very funny. I reckon they should have got the Flash to lead the field out. Anyway, a great day lined up today at Tuncurry.
Yeah, just have a look at it, Sean, on Sky, mate. I'm not joking to you. It's an absolute picture, and they couldn't get it any better, and they couldn't get any better days. So let's hope the club have a real big one, mate.
Too right, and we'll hear you with your late mail through the day.
Right through the day. Priscilla and I will be here. We had a good day yesterday at Ballinabell, and had a terrific crowd, and looking at what the marquees have got here, they're going to get a great crowd too. So it's all made for a good day, mate.
Good on you, Gary. Gary Cleese there. He'll have the late mail for us through the day. 10:30, Sky Sports Radio. Let's update news and sport now for Leanne West.
Thanks, Cozzy. With sport headlines, the NRL Finals Series will kick off tonight when the Sydney Roosters host Brisbane at Allianz Stadium. Broncos captain Darius Boyd is out with a hamstring injury, but he's told the Big Sports Breakfast he's hopeful of playing next weekend. Greater Western Sydney has lost its AFL qualifying final to the Adelaide Crows by 6 goals. The Giants will now face a sudden-death final against the winner of tomorrow's clash between Port Adelaide and the West Coast Eagles. The Sydney Swans have dropped Kurt Tippett for tomorrow's elimination final against Essendon at the SCG. Wallabies winger Dane Haylett-Petty has been ruled out for the rest of the year with a biceps injury. Reece Hodge will take his place in tomorrow night's test against South Africa in Perth. Australian cricket captain Steve Smith says his team will risk losing the Ashes series unless it can fix the batting collapses that cost them a series win in Bangladesh. And the US Open women's semi-final between Venus Williams and Sloane Stephens is tied at one set all. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tabs Quaddy Cash Out. Cash out of your quaddy after the first, second or third leg. Tab, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
If you love a bet, then we bet you'll love our huge projected tote pools on the racing action this weekend. On Saturday, there's a $600,000 projected quaddy pool at Rosehill Gardens. And Saturday night, we've got a $100,000 projected